This is Tanya Mosley, co-host of Fresh Air. You'll see your favorite actors, directors, and comedians on late-night TV shows or YouTube. But what you get with Fresh Air is a deep dive. Spend some quality time with people like Billie Eilish, Questlove, Ariana Grande, Stephen Colbert, and so many more. We ask questions you won't hear asked anywhere else. Listen to the Fresh Air podcast from NPR and WHYY.
Good morning. I'm Adora Namigadde, and this is The Rundown. A federal trial involving a former utility company executive accused of bribing one-time Illinois House Speaker Michael Madigan gets underway today. Paul Lasciozza once ran AT&T of Illinois and spearheaded legislation to free the company from having to provide landline telephones to customers who wanted them. The effort to save the company millions of dollars had failed previously, but in 2017, the powerful former Illinois House Speaker emerged as a supporter. One reason prosecutors say that happened is because of Lasciozza's alleged role in hiring a former Madigan ally in a no-work consulting gig. Lasciozza has denied wrongdoing, and jury selection in his case gets underway today. Madigan's corruption trial is due to begin next month. Over $25 million in new federal money is headed to Illinois to help build out the state's electric vehicle infrastructure. The awards announced yesterday will go toward building more than three dozen charging stations along Illinois' highways. Five are slated for Cook County. Elizabeth Irvin is with the Illinois Department of Transportation.
The state has a goal of getting 1 million EVs on the road by 2030. It's an ambitious goal, but we're well on the way to making that a reality.
In the past 5 years, the number of EVs on the road has jumped more than sixfold, with approximately 111,000 EVs on Illinois roads today. The funding comes from the Infrastructure Investment and Jobs Act. Illinois state lawmakers are working to push stronger gun storage legislation when they return to Springfield this fall. This comes in the wake of last week's school shooting in Georgia that left four people dead. Democratic State Representative Mara Hershauer says that her stomach dropped when she saw that headline flash across her phone screen.
We've been working on this for a long time in Springfield, but, you know, when we see tragedy, it just, you know, gives us, you know, more fortitude to keep moving forward.
Current laws require locked storage of a gun if there is a person 13 years or younger in the home. Hershauer's bill would raise that age limit to 18 and create fines of $10,000 if a minor uses a gun to cause injury or death. A new guide aims to help libraries talk about their tangible impact as community anchors with various stakeholders. The regional group, Reaching Across Illinois Library System, or RAILS, published a data study called Illinois Libraries, Agencies of Impact. For example, a comparison to sports attendance shows that 2.5 times more people visit Illinois public libraries each year than attend Illinois collegiate and professional sports events combined. Here's data analyst Jeanette Durucki.
People do visit libraries, and libraries have value as a cost-free destination. They offer free programming to their communities, and there just really aren't a lot of places that you can go that there's no expectation of spending money, that libraries are one of them.
RAILS published and distributed the booklet to its more than 4,000 member library facilities. Some more things you should know today. Groups representing the LGBTQ community and people living with HIV say lawyers and judges here should have more cultural competency training. They sent a letter to the state Supreme Court late last month. The letter says more people are moving here due to anti-LGBTQ laws being passed across the country. Moni Ruiz Velasco, Deputy Director of Equality Illinois, says these people deserve attorneys who understand what they've gone through. A Brookfield zoo bird is one of nine Guam kingfishers, or sea hecks, being reintroduced into the outside world on a remote Pacific island. The species was officially recognized as extinct in the wild in the 1980s. The Brookfield bird, Zazas, was flown out to Palmyra Atoll with his fellow sea hecks at the end of August. The group will adjust to their new life in aviaries before being released and monitored as they continue to acclimate. Brookfield Zoo is home to the largest sea heck population in the world, hosting 21 of the birds. Today's weather, it will be partly cloudy with a high of 85 degrees, and tomorrow we're expecting sunny skies and a high in the upper 80s. If you like The Rundown, then please rate and review us. It helps other people find the show. I'm Adora Namigadde. Thanks for listening.